Alright everyone, SceneMate here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Greg. He didn't send me a topic, so wanted to cover the rise of homeless boomer women. The fastest growing homeless population today are seniors, and many boomers have had it pretty good so far. I've heard many of them share stories about how back in the 70s, they could get tons of work and there was a labor shortage. If they didn't like one job, then they can move to another one in only a few days. I've told boomers before that all I had to do was have a pulse and a semi-decent job back then, and buy a cheap house, and they would now easily be worth $1 million or $2 today. If they didn't get at least that, then I'd consider them a failure. But many boomer women got divorced, their children are grown now, so the child support money is long gone. And maybe they lost their house in 2008, or were always renting. Over the last 3 years, rent and food prices have skyrocketed due to inflation. And suddenly these boomer women can't afford a roof over their heads, so they find themselves homeless or living in their vehicles, perhaps. Many of these women rely on their husbands to take care of the finances, and after he got nagged to death, they can't manage their money now. A lot of boomers also refuse to learn how to use computers and phones, and I'm sure that many of you out there listening provide tech support services for your parents. You also see entitled boomer mothers that can't afford to live on their own, moving in with their children, and then demanding the kids do what they want. Then the kids end up kicking them out because Grandma Boomer is bossing them right under their own roof. There are also younger women out there that are mentally ill, unfit mothers that lost their children, and the child support payments that came with them. Whatever the reason, they're falling through the cracks and ending up destitute now. But many women don't want to end up being in shelters because they don't want to be taken advantage of by the men there. Most women don't even want to admit that they're homeless because of the shame and will simply live in their car RV. There are now 10 RVs pretty much parked full-time at my local Walmarts. A year ago, there were maybe one or two. I guess that's one way to hold a roof over your head. In the future, you could see homeless trailer park encampments outside your local Walmart too, siphoning off the power in the parking lot and providing a consumer base for the store. Why do you think the film Nomadland was so big a couple of years ago? A boomer woman living in her van in South Dakota. That's reality now. Many women also have a lot of mental issues these days. One-third are medicated for a mental condition, and what do you think happens in coming years when automation takes mostly female jobs away, and they can no longer afford their drug plans? No more antidepressants and antipsychotic medications. And with no mental asylums, there's going to be an epidemic of unmedicated GILFs, desperate and depressed, tranked out in their Toyotas, living the high life, literally. It's also going to get a lot harder for the younger homeless women out there because remember that young guys are not making as much as previous generations. And so by the time they get older, they won't have any assets for older women to take by marrying them. The beta backup plan guys are increasingly living in the moment and not saving enough for the future where they have to feed a female. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to being a cat lady with boxed wine and a roof over your head will be considered living the lap of luxury in only 10 years Clown World show. I've spoken to women that received welfare money before, and they told me that it's much easier to get as a woman than it is as a man. Women are also a lot less likely to get involved in substance abuse than men, so those two factors could be the reason more men than women are homeless. The average welfare payment in Toronto right now for basic food and necessities is $343 if you have no children, regardless of if you have an address or not. The maximum for the shelter portion is $390 if you're single, so potentially you could be getting $733 a month to survive. So for that, you could get this wonderful bed in a hallway in a kitchen for only $300. It's not too far to travel to get your midnight snacks either, but it's still better than sleeping out on the streets. It even includes Wi-Fi. What a luxury. For only $50 more, you can get this private room that looks cozier than a medieval dungeon. It looks... It comes with a badly stained mattress and pillow. Plus, you have the luxury of a window. You even have a shelf to put your precious valuables on. It seems that these landlords are pricing their spaces inaccurately, knowing the welfare payment amount that most people are getting. But still, for the city to hand over that money, it's still much cheaper than setting up a shelter space that might cost $30,000 or $40,000 a year. This is essentially what universal basic income buys you in Canada's biggest city. A bed and a kitchen. I even saw another video where they were renting out a bed and a bathroom and there was a privacy barrier between the bed and the toilet, because your roommates also enter the bathroom and use it while you're sleeping in it. So humans are being reduced to sleeping in hallways like a pet or on a couch. That girl I briefly dated 10 years ago called Sailor Spoon rented out her bedroom in her apartment and slept on her couch, because that's all her welfare payment could cover. I didn't know she was on welfare until after I broke up with her. She was the one that told me that it was harder for men to be approved for it. So without that money, men don't have the luxury of sleeping in a hallway or a bathroom. A lot of the people that you see on the streets actually get some welfare money for basics regardless of if they're on the street or not with regards to their accommodations. They get that $343. Many probably spend it on illicit substances instead of food. As for a semi-decent place to live in Toronto, single basement rooms that are decent run around $800 to $1,000 right now. But don't worry, there are some people renting multiple beds in the same room. Soon if you're on welfare, you'll be stacked in a bunk bed like you're in a WW2 camp. Many senior boomers are either going to live in a government-funded gulag or out on the streets. Recently, I've been sounding the alarm to people to buy big tech stocks that are developing AI or Bitcoin, but no one cares. Even with the massive price rises, people are hostile to the idea that maybe they need to buy some AI stocks in case this AI thing catches on, and they lose their jobs thanks to automation. Someone also sent me a relevant message while I was scripting this, saying that 70% of non-performing credit card accounts in the United States that are so past delinquency that they're in collections are held by women. It seems to go unreported, but it's real and only growing. By all metrics, within 3 years, the number should be closer to 80%. He says to be careful out there, guys. You have no idea what they're hiding in their purses. And I agree. There are probably homeless women on Tinder that'll probably want to move in with you only after a few dates, if their situation is bad enough. For women, the financial situation is going to get bad once Social Security payments get cut by almost a third in about 10 years. Women are a lot less likely than men to have savings and a lot more likely to be living paycheck to paycheck. Women are also more likely to be homeowners, and imagine if automation puts 50% of the population out of work in the next 10 to 20 years. Most women's savings have been poured into their homes, which they're relying on for retirement, and then imagine if it goes into negative equity or they lose their homes. And we're not even talking about student loans yet. According to that guy that contacted me, he says that women on the whole are financial train wrecks, but he's more optimistic than I am, believing that Big Daddy government will come to the rescue. I doubt that's going to happen, but if it does, then be prepared for massive inflation. Also be ready for Social Security to crumble and boomer women to be increasingly hungry and homeless. Most people also don't get company pensions anymore and invest in a 401k. Banks may even go bust. I'm also hoping that eventually they'll tokenize securities and stocks on a blockchain before that happens, so we can actually own them. Right now, your stocks might as well be a liability on a brokerage company's balance sheet, and you don't technically own them. You're an unsecured creditor of your own stocks if that banking system collapses. The only thing that's yours is Bitcoin on your own cold storage wallet, physical cash, and precious metals in your possession. But gold and cash are seeing their value erode through money printing and gold price manipulation of precious metals. The only assets that are uncensorable and unconfiscatable, if stored properly, are things like Bitcoin and maybe something like Monero, which offers you some privacy. But you have to get onto an exchange to transact, and that could get censored. My plan is always to have at least a third of my money in Bitcoin in cold storage. I keep more than 50% there now. The rest is in tax-free and tax-deferred accounts. In a world where more women than ever are homeless or on welfare, the man with Bitcoin is king. I was in a couple of countries in the 90s that collapsed economically, and the women there would work on their beauty all the time to attract the best men they could. They might even be less promiscuous in the future because the few wealthy guys floating around will only want unspoiled women, or those with only one or two partners in the past, and women will spread rumors about other women being an SLUT, because it'll increase their own prospects for men. But that's enough of my prognosticating for yet another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Greg for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that there are now so many homeless boomer women out there that they'll probably let you smash them for a sandwich. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the homeless women that match with you on Tinder and want to move in with you on the second date away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.